Ted Kennedy. It's time to make the District of Columbia America's 51st state. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, before Congress adjourned for the year, measures were introduced in the Senate and the House to end a long-standing blemish on our democracy and grant statehood to the District of Columbia. D.C. is more than a collection of federal monuments and foreign embassies. The nation's capital is a living, breathing place of 600,000 citizens, more people than Wyoming, Al, or Vermont, and Alaska. The people of D.C. pay more federal taxes than eight states, yet D.C. has no vote in Congress, no senators, no representatives. If taxation without representation is not fair for Wyoming, Al, it's not fair for D.C. Nothing in the Constitution prohibits statehood. Citizens of the capitals of other nations have full rights in their democracies, and so should D.C. Let's end the double standard, Al, by making D.C. the 51st state.
End the double standard? Ted, that's exactly just what you would create in making the district a state. This very city where Congress convenes and the federal government works, talk about the fox guard and the old chicken house. Ted, I think the country needs this neutral government zone, a place where citizens come from every walk of life to debate problems and form the policies which govern our nation. I do think the citizens of the district should have the right to elect a voting congressman. But two more senators? Come on, Ted. Every single citizen in the district does have the right to vote, and numerous elections are held each year on the local level now. You just want to entrench the Senate with two more eternal Democrat senators and keep your stranglehold on congressional power by creating a tiny client state for Dems. Ted, the District of Columbia is just a city. Let's keep it neutral. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on cutting the waste in federal spending and putting Democrats on a fiscal diet. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.